talking with Bruce Douglas, owner of Douglas Hardwood Floors. Just to wrap up quickly, the last segment, we're talking mostly engineered floors and the choice being when you have slab, if you're building a new house. And she mentions that the cost could be a half as much as a solid, but that might be the cost of the materials alone, right? I mean, when, by the time your installation, you're saving money, but it's not going to be half the price to install, is it?
Well, you got the extra plywood she's talking about to put underneath the solid wood floor to get it up, you know, and then that's an extra expense. So, you know, to put a solid floor on concrete is going to be more money than an engineered. Or, you know, it's generally, it's almost the same, but a little cheaper in a way.
Now, generally, people...
Depends on which one you pick.
But if you have a raised foundation, let's say you're building a new house or you had a raised foundation you want to add hardwood floors, then you would recommend...
You can go solid and save money.
Interesting. So just the opposite.
Just the opposite. Because okay. Solid floor is cheaper.
Okay. We just got a couple of minutes. I mentioned painted floors. What if someone has hardwood floors that have been painted and they call you up? What do you say?
If it's pre, I guess, 1978, we have to take into account it might be a lead paint issue. And lead, of course, has to be taken off by a certified company. Otherwise, you know, you're going to pollute the neighbor's yard and your house and get in trouble for it. So you have to have a certified lead abatement company come in and remove that, which is not too costly. It's just an added cost, though.
Oh, okay.
And to bring back the old wood floor. And if it gets too costly, of course, you can also just put one over top of it and then put a brand new floor in if it's
over the top
and then get a brand new one.
Well, I'm glad to hear on the Raise Foundation that someone could pick their have their choice engineered or now you go out and people are calling you sometimes home inspectors and moisture. You had something to say about that?
Moisture issues, a lot of the inspectors are missing the fact that if there's a brown spot in the floor, that it's a pet stain or a pot stain or a water stain. And sometimes it's actually a water migration coming through the slab. And a lot of times they miss that.
And attribute it to a pet stain.
Right.
We were talking about, you know, engineered versus hardwood and number of sandings that you can get. And sometimes I walk into these homes from the 1920s and the floors look perfect. And I wonder if they've even ever been sanded. Can you just take care of your hardwood floors if you're not wearing stiletto heels and dragging furniture across it and have a dog with long nails trying to giddy up? Can you maintain a floor and not have to sand it very much?
Oh, yeah, you can maintain a floor if you're careful with them. They can last for, you know, as long as, you know, 100 years if you take care of them. Just add periodically, you add clear coats to the top, which is just like putting a piece of glass on top again and another wear layer.
And it's protecting it.
Right. The only thing that will hinder a floor and really what really messes them up and what really ages them is sunlight, especially direct sunlight. And then you get this sunburning, basically. It's a sunburn in the floor. And then it's, you know, if you had a dark color, even a light color, you'll lose all the color of the floor. And it looks kind of, you know, plasticky after a while.
And noticeable. Yeah. And noticeable. So we had an experience with a bamboo floor, which was an engineered floor, came with a 25-year diamond finish. And it was a new home sale. And they had it on the market forever with these giant windows, no shades, had some paper walkways on it to protect the floor. And in the end, they would have been better off not having those paper because the sun bleached everything around it, pulled off the paper right at closing. It was a mess.
Yeah, that was it. It was a bad one.
And that's a light floor.
It's right. Still the sunlight, one day you can see notice in direct sunlight on a piece of wood.
Yeah, so you have like a throw rug at the front of your door or something, and sun's coming in if you have glass on the door. And the consensus on that story is that you surmised that if you just open it all up and sun evenly hits the house, it could very likely just blend back in.
Right, catch back up.
The buyer was fearful because, you know, what if it doesn't? And then he's got all his furniture in there and doing that and this. And so they did get some resolution and compensation from the builder.
Yeah, that is a problem with sunlight, and it will catch back up sometimes on certain woods. It will catch back up 100%, and you won't see it, but you're going to wait a long time. And it's probably better to try to wait than see what happens than taking that sanding off the floor, if all possible, because you're wearing the floor out.
Right. I mean, we had a brand-new 25-year diamond finish warrantied floor that might have had one sanding to it, and we were saying when it's brand-new, didn't move in, let's sand it to fix the sun. And so they did get compensated, because they were facing the specter of having to do something. But in the end, your prediction was accurate.
Did it work out on that?
And it worked out, and it just melded in. I don't know if the builder ever came back to ask. He had to. It was awkward. It was
the way you save is save the wood. You know, everybody's an environmental thing, and they don't want to waste products.
Right. Right. I think we covered a lot of different topics. We're pretty much out of time talking with Bruce Douglas from Douglas Hardwood Floors. Grandpappy Artie started in 1928. I met his dad, Earl, in 89. Thank you, Bruce, for coming in.
Well, thank you, Mark.
It was good to see you.
You too.
Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.